Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. You're going to get in on it today. Woo! We're going to have a good time. I'm telling you that, well, hey, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this broadcast today. We open our hearts, yes. We open our minds for revelation from heaven. And we thank you for it. We receive it. We have ears to hear. And we, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Today is a special day of revelation, saith the Lord. Open your heart, open your mind, for the things that I have for you today, most of you have never heard or thought of. So rejoice and understand that I'm in the middle of it, yes, saith the Lord of hosts. Whoa, glory to God. Yes, hallelujah.
What a day.
Now that's very unusual. The Lord just,
very unusual.
Just the word of the Lord come right on the first of the broadcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. Now, I want to introduce somebody special to you that has just exploded into glory in my life. It's just amazing. We were, last summer, Gloria ministered with this young woman in Hawaii with Kelly at a women's conference in Honolulu. And, oh my, Gloria came home talking about this, and Kelly came home talking about her and talking about her ministry and her life. Well, of course, I had to get in on it, so I started reading her books, and I thought, yeah, I'll tell you what, we're going to have this woman on a broadcast, praise the Lord. So would you join me this morning in welcoming Dr. Caroline Leaf?
Thank you,
I'll tell you, Caroline, thank you.
Well, thank you
so much for being on this broadcast with us.
Thank you so much.
We love you and appreciate you.
It's such an honor.
I don't know where you've been the last but you just exploded into our lives. Oh. And my goodness, it is such a blessing. She is a neuroscientist. Now, let me tell you what that is. She knows good stuff about your brain. She is a brain researcher. Now, you got to have a lot of brains to research
That's
the
right.
brains, and she's got the brains to do it with.
That's
you understand?
Right.
Glory to God. Amen. Let's open up here in 2 Timothy, and we're going to look. I want to read the first chapter, the 6th and 7th verses. Wherefore, I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen.
Praise God.
Now, before we get into this, I would like very much for you to give your testimony and let everybody know who you are and you've got audience on TBN. I don't know where I've been. I'm just
you've been my teacher. You don't realize that for nearly 30 years you've been my teacher. You and Gloria have literally taught me everything that I know about when it comes to the Word of God. Right. You have. Every book you've ever written, every DVD you've ever done, every tape you've ever... The old days when there were still tape cassettes, we had all of those. So you've been my teacher without knowing it.
Well, you know, I heard that there's certain comments that you made. I said, Gloria, she's one of us.
I'm one of you.
And then I found out then that you came from South Africa.
Yes.
And, of course, we've had offices and staff in South Africa for many years. We're going back next year. Glory to God.
That's
so we're going to get to be in Rhema.
That's wonderful. That's where we come from.
Yeah, and that's That's where Matt got born again, that's you told right. me this morning?
Yes, that's well, right.
That's, that, I was preaching there and your husband got born again.
Exactly. Small isn't that incredible?
World.
Incredible. He completely changed his
awesome.
Life. You completely changed his life. Every time he wanted to reach for the bottle, he reached for one of your books or tapes or DVDs praise or whatever God. And totally got over alcoholism and became a
praise.
Fired up for the Holy Spirit and God and became
glory
a walking Bible.
Changed everything.
Everything. Changed the whole course of our lives.
That's what is so much fun
yes.
about living and walking in faith.
Oh, totally.
The divine connections.
Yes, and you don't know where they're going to land.
Oh.
I mean, we've watched you for years, so to be here with you now is like a dream, an
praise
honor.
God.
Praise God.
Well, we are certainly honored to have you here. Give us some of your story.
Well, I'm a cognitive neuroscientist and a communication pathologist, so I've studied the brain, as you said, and looked at what we say and what we do reflects on what we think. So I've studied the science of thought, how we think, what is the mind, how does the mind change the brain, how is the mind led by the spirit, what is the spirit, soul, body thing. So from a spiritual side, I've looked at it from that angle. And then as a scientist, I've looked at it from the whole thing of how does the mind change the brain, because I see the mind and the brain as being separate things.
Mm-hmm.
So I've spent 30 years in research. I've done lots of research projects. We're still currently busy with research projects. I practice as a clinician for 25 years. And then for the last 6 years, I've been traveling the globe, teaching the link between brain science and the Bible. And I have my own TV show now on TBN. This is all I do now. 4 or 5 days a week, I'm in conferences. I preach most Sundays in churches. If you told me that I was going to do this a few years ago, I would never have dreamed this, because I was a lecturer, scientist, therapist. Now I teach this around the world, and I'm preaching, as I said, most Sundays I'm preaching in churches and teaching people that the power, that we have a love power and a sound mind, that this is the norm, that we can choose,
praise
that
God.
We have control, mm-hmm. that we can do life, we can rejoice despite the circumstances, that it really is what the Word says is really true. You know, so science is a wonderful, tangible bridge for crossing between the spiritual and the practical reality of living in life. Because you know, we take the Word and we believe it and we love it, and then we're in life and we've got to do life, and sometimes there's this disconnect, and I see science as a wonderful way of building a bridge between those two. I've been born again for years. I was 9 years old when I was born again, so I've pretty much been a Christian my whole life. So it's the most natural thing for me as a scientist to marry it with the Word, because God made everything. So I just see science as God revealing how He made everything, how our brain works, how we physically work, how the physical world works, how the temporal world works versus the spiritual world, you know, just to help us to get closer to Him. So I see science very much in that way.
Now, the scientific world has, by and large, discounted God's Word.
Yes.
But the reason for that is it's taken them a long time to catch up with it.
Exactly.
It's not that the Bible was behind.
No, not at
all. It's that they were way behind.
And they still are.
But if they had started with the Word, they'd be way ahead of where they are.
Exactly. That's exactly. Because science literally dies one funeral at a time. So as one revelation is brought forth, then something new comes up and it has to be changed. And things keep changing all the time. They take science as being factual. And this is it. This is the proof. Then 5 years later, that's completely wrong and there's something new. So it's like God inspires and reveals little bit by little bit. So He inspires the scientists to reveal, but if they don't acknowledge, He reveals another layer and another layer. So what we're having now in the world of science is an unprecedented thing that hasn't happened before, which is that up to 20 to 25% of scientists that didn't believe are now starting to believe, because the level where science is going is so revolutionary that the traditional way of evolution and all that just doesn't work. And most scientists will say, if you ask them why they're doing what they do, like quantum physicists and all these like really intelligent people, you say, well, you know, what is your purpose? They always answer, well, we're trying to find out who we are and where we came from, which goes back to what you just said. We know who we are and we know where we came from. God, you know, so as it says in Colossians 1, but I think it's 15 through 18, we all come from God. We are all one with God. And that's what all of it points, all the science points back to that. That's why I love it.
Praise God. Amen. Awesome. You, you pointed out and brought really, really, help me, Lord, the revelation of the Word, like bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ or to the obedience of His anointing, and casting down imaginations, reasonings, in 2 Corinthians 10, 3, 4, and 5, where it talks about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Now, what I had seen in the Word, in that, is that we were created to have strongholds.
Yeah.
That our strongholds should be the Word of God.
Exactly.
Our strongholds should be walking in the love of God and the power of forgiveness. These are empowered things.
Exactly.
They're mighty. And that word translated mighty means the ability to accomplish anything, possible or impossible.
Exactly.
The literally the anointing of the living God that resides in us. Now, that means that a stronghold of something else that God didn't create us to be thinking whatsoever, think on these things, whatsoever the things that are good, just, lovely, good report, and so virtuous, praise, and so on. Now, when you get outside that, then you're in a danger zone.
Totally.
And then I got into your book. Oh, and I'm sitting there reading this book, and I thought, oh, yeah, And it comes down there, and it says, our brains are wired for love.
Isn't that the most amazing?
And forgiveness.
That's good, isn't that?
But here's what just like shocking me with something that said, when you think other than that, you actually damage your brain. You physically damage your brain.
Wow.
Now I thought, whoa.
Isn't that amazing? That for me was just the there's so many revelations. I get so excited every day because that's why I've got these trees over here. Just to highlight what you've just said, because you've highlighted a really good start point to understand this concept, because like that green tree over there represents the love zone. So if you think of the fact that we are wired for love, we have a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So this is the love zone. We don't have a spirit of fear. This is the fear zone. So that's the love zone and that's the fear zone.
Oh, okay.
Now, thoughts are real things. They occupy mental real estate because God says bring all thoughts into captivity. So what we see from science is that right now, as you're hearing me, I'm generating a signal. At quantum speeds, your brain is processing that signal. You're causing your DNA to express, and you are actually making proteins that are physically capturing the words that you're hearing me say. Because we're speaking life, we're growing healthy thoughts. So healthy thoughts are what we designed to build. Everything about every chemical, neurotransmitter, structure, circuit, everything about the brain and the body are only wired for the love zone, the love, power, and sound mind. So when we make a wrong choice, the proteins still express, the DNA still is impacted, so the signal still hits the DNA, which then causes the genes to actually literally make proteins, but they fold incorrectly because now we're not wired for a distorted signal. So when we make a wrong choice, we cause that signal to cause the protein to fold incorrectly, so we build a thought still, because that's the design. God has designed the physical to capture the mind. It just represents the mind. The mind controls the brain. So the brain simply is like almost like a photocopying machine. It captures the thoughts. And if it's a distorted signal, we then grow the protein folds incorrectly. So we still grow the thought, but it looks different in the brain. Mm-hmm. And that's abnormal. So, and that creates a whole pattern of brain damage that I can talk to you about as we go through the different episodes. Mm-hmm. But the big picture is it looks different, it's inflamed, and it throws the body into a negative state of stress. So it's basically brain damage, it's neurodegeneration that we create in our brain through every toxic choice. And that's where Romans 12:2, renewing of the mind. When we renew our mind, then basically we can bring all those into captivity. So we can bring, with our good thinking, bring those into captivity and literally break them down. So we can actually, we through our mind can build, we through our mind can pop them away. And it takes time. It takes 21 times 3. So it takes 63 days, and these things get out of our head. So we're not bound by these. So what we wire in, we can wire out.
So it takes 21 days to rewire.
That's right, 21 days to break it down, and then another 21 day, two cycles of 21 days to build. As you're breaking down, you're building a healthy replacement thought. And then it takes another two cycles of 21 days, so a total of 63 days to basically build a new pattern.
That has to have enormous impact on chronic disease.
Oh, totally. Unbelievable. Because that's where it comes from.
In both of those cases now, as I'm sitting here looking at those side by side, you don't just have thoughts. There's going to be words come from those.
That's exactly it, because your words come from thoughts. Words aren't random events. Actions aren't random events. We first think, then we speak.
Then you speak.
As a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
And now, when you speak them, they become reality.
Exactly. Well, they're reality there, but when you speak them, you reinforce them. They get bigger. They get stronger. You give them more strength.
And then those, when you speak words, Jesus said, my words are not my own. It's the Father that dwells within me. Mm. He does the works.
That's it.
So he was getting his words from God. He only said what he heard his Father say.
Exactly.
Only did what he saw his Father do. Mm. So his thoughts fell under Isaiah 55, where God said, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
Exactly.
My ways higher than your ways.
Exactly.
But then he said, well, I know all that's true, dummy, but you'll just have to... No. He said, but my word goes forth.
Yeah.
So with his word, we come up to his level of thought.
Exactly. We use his word to do brain surgery. We use his word to eliminate those.
So how accurate, think how accurate the word is when it talks about renewing your mind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what you're doing. You're renewing.
Yeah. In renewing your mind, you don't conform to the world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Man.
Praise God.
Glory.
That's amazing.
We've got about 3 or 4 minutes here, and there's something I've been wanting to ask you ever since I read your first book. Read the first book of yours that I read.
Yeah.
When Lazarus was outside the rich man's door, rich man fared sumptuously. They both died. The rich man went into hell. He saw Father Abraham. Now Abraham said, son, remember. Mm. Now his brain is on the surface up there somewhere with that body. His spirit is in hell and his memory is intact.
There you go.
So his memory, his mind, which is part of the soul, I mean, it is intact.
It's intact. Spirit, soul, body.
Yeah. So the brain and the mind are two different things.
Two different things.
And I was reading this in your book, and you have scientifically proven that they're two different things.
Yes.
And I knew it was all the time, but we deal in revelation, concept, and precept. You deal in revelation and scientific fact. Now, if the scientific fact agrees with the Bible, it's a scientific truth. But anyway, I really do want you to talk, if we don't get enough of it today, well, I do want to get into this more deeply maybe tomorrow.
Yes, good.
On the difference between
The mind and the brain.
The mind and the brain.
Very good. That's a good one to get into.
I used to say, for a better way to put it, we deal in, as a minister of the gospel and a prophet of God, you deal with revelation and insight. And then you have to have a way to say it, you know?
Exactly.
So it's concept and precept because I'm not a scientist.
Yes.
But I would say you are a spirit. You have a soul made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions.
That's it.
You live in a body. And the brain is the housing of the mind.
That's exactly correct.
Does that?
Yes, spirit, soul, and body. So your spirit is your intuition, your conscience, your communion. Your soul is your intellect, will, emotion. And then your brain and your body, also from three parts, ectoderm, mesoderm, endoderm, also three parts. But they simply, your body, brain and body, brain controlling body, does the will of the soul. The soul does the will of the spirit. And the spirit is led by the Spirit of God. So that's what we designed to be, you know, led by the Spirit, Holy Spirit to spirit, to soul, to body. So when we don't have that order, no matter what people try and say, the brain cannot, a dead brain cannot produce mind. If someone is dead, that brain is just nothing. But if it's in, like now, it's in our heads, we're alive. It's the action and the life we see in there is the mind at work. So we can describe the mind on a spiritual and on a physical level because your mind has one foot in the door, which your mind being your soul, being your intellect, will, and emotion, has one foot in the door of the spirit, one foot in the door of the body. So whatever we do with our love, power, and sound mind is going to impact the physical and is going to impact the spiritual. It's through our mind that we create coherence between them and integration. God, Jesus said in, is it 2 John 3:3, John 2? I want you healed spirit, soul, and body. I want you prospering so that your soul must prosper. Our souls need to prosper.
Even as your soul prospers.
As your soul prospers. So your mind, if it's not prospering, your body won't prosper, your spirit won't prosper because your mind, it's through our mind we choose to read the word.
Praise
it's through
God.
Our mind we choose to get into the word. It's through our mind we choose to listen to.
And we're out of time.
And we're out of time.
We'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.